Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Mem Vav. We are holding on the bottom of daf Mem He Amud Beis. Today we are going to discuss the source for the fact that there's Momun and Malkus by Motzi Shemer, that the husband is punished with Momun and Malkus. Today's daf is sponsored by the Javaheri family. I'm really sorry if I'm mispronouncing that name. And it's L'zuchus Refuah Shleima for Daniel Ben Manzal, who is having surgery this morning. We wish him a Refuah Shleima, and we thank the Javaheri family for the sponsorship today. So the first thing we're going to discuss is the source for Mamon and Malkus, that the husband is Chayiv Mamon and Malkus in a case of Motzi Shemra. Then the Gemara is going to have a Machlokas, which Pasuk is the source that we learn the Ashara for Motzi Shemra from, and then we're going to discuss whether in order to violate Motzi Shemra, for the husband to be punished in violation of Motzi Shemra, it's necessary that he had hired the Edim to lie on his behalf. And then we're going to get to the Machlokas Rav Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanon that we were really starting with today, and that we really referred to at the end of yesterday's shir, whether the Parsha of Motzi Shemra, as we have it in the Torah, is speaking specifically in a case where the husband was already Boel the wife, or even Kishalo Baal, even if he was not yet Boel the wife. And then the Mishnah Amud Beis is going to talk about the various Sechuyos that a father has in his daughter and that a husband has in his wife, and the Gemara is going to discuss the source for the idea that the Kesef Kiddushin goes to the father, that when the girl is young and the father gives over for Kiddushin, that the father gets to collect the Kesef Kiddushin. So let's pick up again on Memhei Amud Beis from Tanur Rabbanan, about 12 lines before the end of the page. Tanur Rabbanan, Hamotzi Shemra Loka V'nosin Me'asela. A Motzi Shemra against his wife gets Malkus and has to pay Me'asela. Rabbi Yudom Reluka Sloka Mikalmako Me'asela Baal Nosin Lo Baal Einu Nosin. Rabbi Yudom says, no, he's always going to get Malkus, but the Me'asela really depends on whether he was Boel or not. So as I just mentioned, we're going to have a Machlokas Tanaim on today's daf, whether the Parsha of Motzi Shemra, as it's written in the Torah, is speaking specifically when the husband was already Boel the wife, or even if he was not yet Boel the wife. So the Gemara suggests, Kamifligi Bepluktu, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbanan, that they're having the same Machlokas that we're going to see later today, about Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, the Rabbanan, V'achi Kamar. And this is what it means to say, HaMotzi Shemra Loka V'nosi Me'asal Ben Baal Ben Shalo Baal, Ki Rabbanan. Tanakama says that a Motzi Shemra both gets Malkus and has to pay the Me'asela, which is, and it doesn't matter whether he was Boel or not, that's like the sheet of the Rabbanan, that the Parsha of Motzi Shemra is written even in a case where he was not yet Baal. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lukla Sloka Mikal Makom. Rabbi Yehuda says he's definitely going to get Malkus because he's violating a law for which he should get Malkus. But in terms of the Chiddush of the Parsha of Motzi Shemra, that's that the Chiddush of the Parsha is that he also has to pay Me'asela, well, Me'asela Baal Nosin Lo Baal Eino Nosin. That he's only going to have to give if he's Baal, not if he was not Baal. And that's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. That's in line with Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, who holds that the whole Parsha Motzi Shemra is only Kisha Baal. Why is he getting Malkus anyway? So Rashi explains, because he violated Lo Selech Rachel. So he gets Malkus for violating the Yisr of Lo Selech Rachel. Aye, Lo Selech Rachel is a Lav Shein B'maisa, it only involves speech. Yes, this is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that a Lav Shein B'maisa, Lo Kin Lav, it's Machlokas and Mesechus Makos, whether one gets Malkus for a Lav Shein B'maisa or not. So Lo Selech Rachel, Enochinami, is a Lav Shein B'maisa by all definitions of a Lav Shein B'maisa. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, how you define a Lav Shein B'maisa. What if you have a Lav that's sometimes violated with the Maisa, sometimes not violated with the Maisa? Do you say that since it's possible to violate without a Maisa, it's called a Lav She'en B'Maisa? Or do you assume that since it's possible to violate with a Maisa, it's a Lav She'esh B'Maisa? Or do you assume when you violate it with a Maisa, it's a Lav She'esh B'Maisa, when you violate it without a Maisa, Lav She'en B'Maisa? That's a major discussion in Yana Diyama about Bal Yirah. Is Bal Yirah a Lav She'en B'Maisa or not? It's possible to violate Bal Yirah just by having chametz from before, so not doing a Maisa, or by buying chametz, which is a Maisa. So that's a major discussion in the Rishonim. Ikeda Amri, Kulak Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Vachi Kamar. The other possibility is that everyone really holds like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, that the Parsha of Motzi Shemra is only written in a situation where he was already Boel, and this is what we mean to say over here. HaMotzi Shemra Loka V'nosi Me'asela V'hu Shebaal. A Motzi Shemra gets Malkus and has to pay Me'asela, but that's only if he was Boel. Rav Yudom Reluka Sloka Mikal Makom. Rav Yehuda says that you always are going to get Malkus whether you're Baal or not, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that you get Malkus on a Lav Shein B'Maisa. So whether we could apply the specific Parsha of Motzi Shemra to you or not, we could certainly apply Lo Selech Rachel, and therefore you can get Malkus. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that you get Malkus Regardless, don't we have a brisa where Rabbi Yehuda says it all depends whether you're a boel, that only if you're a boel you get malchus, if you're not boel you don't get malchus. When he says you get malchus, he means you get makas mardus rabbanon, but in achinami, you don't get regular malchus daraisa if lo baal, because we're assuming that the whole parsha Motzi Shemra is only kisha baal. Now there are a lot of shittos and rishonim what makas mardus mid rabbanon means. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametzumatzah, again in Yom Hadiyom Hilchos Chametzumatzah Parag Vav Alach Yudbeis, writes that makas mardus means that malchinoso ad sheteitze nafsho. So the Ran has the Ha'ara that it turns out that Malchus Mardus is more severe than Malchus Daraisa. Malchus Daraisa is finite. It has a specific number, and certainly not at Shetete Nafsho. If the person is going to die, we stop short of that. The Ran might mean that also. Malchus Mardus ad velo ad bechlal ad Shetete Nafsho. But still, it could be a very, very large number of Malchus. The Ramah, in is quoted by the Ritva, understands that it's Lufi Omed Bezin, that Bezin tries to figure out exactly what he can handle, and that's what you do for Makas Mardus. The Shuvas Rivash in Simen Sadi quotes the name of Tosos that Makas Mardus is Lametes Makas, just like you would have 39 for Malkus Daraisa, called the Tikkun Rabbanon Ken Daraisa Tikkun, and therefore you give 39 Malkios. And it sounds that way from the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says Hakori Lechaveru Mamzer is Lok Arbaim. Someone who calls his friend a Mamzer gets 40 Malkios. Now there is no Isser in the Torah for which one should get Malkus Daraisa by being kore, by calling his friend the mamzer. That's clearly makas mardus, and it still says loke arbaim. So you see that it seems that it's the same number. Rabbi Tam is quoting the Shulta Geborim on the Mordechai that makas mardus is really only 13 malkios. That it's no more than 13 malkios. The Stechemer asked the question that if you're going to say like the Shitas HaRambam that it's Ad Shetetze Nafsho, he says it's one thing to say like the Ran says sometimes the Chamim are Machmir B'Divrei Yoser Mishal Torah, so I understand that it's going to be more than Malkus Daraisa, but sometimes we give Malkus Makas Mardus under Arisas for which we can't give Malkus. Why does it make sense to be more Machmir under Arisas for which we can't give Malkus than under Arisas for which we can give Malkus? So Stechemer says you have to say that the Iker Makas Mardus is for Rabbanans. So therefore, once they assume Makas Mardus, it's Rabbanans in a certain way, so that applies whenever we do Makas Mardus, even though in Echinami it comes out a little bit funny when you're dealing with the Raisas for which we can't give Malkus. So that's one answer. Rav Papa Amar, on the top, Rav Papa Amar, my Ba'aloka Dukatani Asam, Mammon. When it says Ba'aloka, it doesn't mean Malkus, it means Mammon. Vekarile the Mammon Malkus, is Mammon ever called Malkus? In, absolutely. Vatanan Ha'omer Chati Erki Alai, Nosin Chati Erko. If a guy says that he's committing to pay to the Beis HaMikdash half of his Erech, so he takes, you figure out the Erech payment that he would have to make, his Erech value based on his gender and based on his age, and you take half that amount. Rabbi Yosef says he gets Malkus and he has to pay his Erech Shalim. There's no paying half of an Erech. Loka Amai, why would he get Malkus? Amar Papa Loka be'erech shalim. It means not that he gets Malkus, but it means with Loka means money over here, that you punish him by having him pay the erech shalim. That's what he has to do. He's afflicted by having to pay the erech shalim. So there you see that Malkus sometimes means mammon. My taima, why is it that we make him pay the erech shalim? Gezeira chatzi erko atu erech chetzio ve'erech chetzio avleiv v'shen shamet liyabo. Because if he were to word it just slightly differently and say that he's going to pay the erech of half of his body, then you would have to pay his whole erech, because half of his body clearly has an Eivrish HaNeshama Tliyabo. He would die without half of his body, and therefore the erech of half of his body is his full erech. So that's why when he says Chati Erki, even though that just means take my erech and split that payment in half, we make a gzeira Chati Erki Atu Erech Chetzio. So Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Va'anshu Oso Zem Mamon. When it says Va'anshu Oso, that's a reference to money. V'yisru Zem Malkus. When the pasuk says V'yisru, then that's a reference to Malkus. So Bishlam Va'anshu Zem Mamon Duchs Va'anshu Oso Me'akas of Nasan Lavi Anara. I understand that Va'anshu Oso is a din Mamon because you have a pasuk that says Beferish Va'anshu, and then in the next words are Mea Kesef. El V'yisru ze Malkus Minayin Binalan. Where do I know that V'yisru is Malkus? Amr Rav Yavol Lamanu Yisru Me Yisru. Yisru, V'Yisru mi ben, U'ben mi bin, V'ayim ben akos harasha. That we, it says V'Yisru also over here, it says V'Yisru by Ben Soru Mare. By Ben Soru Mare it also has the word ben, so we apply the word ben to over here and pretend that it says ben by Motsi Shemra, and by Malkus it says V'ayim bin akos harasha, so we link the ben and the bin, and that's why you get Malkus by Motsi Shemra. Ask the Gemara, Ashara the Motsi Shemra Minalan. Where do we find an Ashara in the Torah of Motsi Shemra? In order to get Malkus for anything, it's critical that there be two psukim that talk about the Isser. One pasuk to tell me, you may not do this, and the other pasuk to tell me, the Onesh, that you actually get Malkus for it. So where do we have the Ashara for Motsi Shemra? The Achronim raise a bunch of questions on this. Leaving out the actual answers that the Gemara is going to give, the Achronim have other suggestions of psukim we could have used as an Ashara for Motsi Shemra. For example, Rav Yosef Engel in Gilyonei HaShas points out from the Maharil that he says that someone who speaks Lashon Hara violates the law of Hishomer Benega HaTzara'as. Hishomer Benega HaTzara'as is not to do things that will cause you to get Tzara'as. So speaking Lashon Hara gets a person Tzara'as, and that's therefore including the Ashara. So why does the Gemara say the Ashara for Motsi Shemra is Hishomer Benega HaTzara'as? Don't do something that's going to get you Tzara'as. So he answers based on the Maharil that even though Negoyim Arbayim Al Shiva Devarim, the Gemara says in Erechim that the seven averos that cause a person to get a negat saras, the love of Hisham negat saras is only on someone who's mesapel lashon hara. That's primarily what saras is. So he says that the Gemara. So maybe that's why it doesn't say it. By Dafka by Motsi Shemra, because specifically saras is said in conjunction with the Maisa of Miriam, and that was specifically about a situation of lashon hara. So. Good. So that's the that's what he suggests. So he says that since the Gemara said that the Mitzvah Eisen suggests differently, he asks, why don't we say that the pasuk should say the Ashara is from Lasisa Shema Shav? Because the Gemara in Pesachim says that lav is talking about someone who's Mesapel Lashon Hara, someone who speaks Lashon Hara. So that's the same as Motsi Shemra. He leaves that as a kasha. Mincha Shlomo in Chuvus Mincha Shlomo in Kama Simin Peyalv Chelak Aleph Simin Peyalv asks, why doesn't the Gemara bring the lav of Losonu Isha Samiso, and he says another Gemara brings a pasuk that sounds from it that the Ashara of Motsi Shemra is even if you're Motsi Shemra al Ashota, that he doesn't even feel any pain from that. So that would not be a violation of Losun, it would not be a violation of Anas Tavarim if the person doesn't feel any pain from the Anas Tavarim that you're saying about them. Chavetz Chaim in Bermayim Chaim in the Psicha Lavin Yud Zayin suggests to answer all these kashas that the Gemara is looking for a lav specific that was said only for Motsi Shemra, because generally the rule is Ein Lokan Alav Shabbuklalos, and all of these other laven that the Achronim are suggested are not specifically for speaking Lashon Hara, they're general in Yanim. So the lav of Hishamar B'Negat Saras includes the Yisra of cutting off Baheres, cutting off a Negat Saras. The lav of Losanu includes all sorts of Anas Tavarim, all sorts of painful speech to somebody else, so they would all have a din of Alav Shabbuklalos, and that's why we're staying away from those psukim, says the Chafetz Chaim. So bottom line is, so where is the Ashara from Motsi Shemra? Gemara suggests two possibilities. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Milo Selech Rachel. Rabbi Elazar says it's from the pasuk of Lo Selech Rachel. Rabbi Nasr Omer, Minishmarta Mikol Davara, it's from the pasuk of Minishmarta Mikol Davara. Now, the din that you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara on an Adam Rasha, because the Torah says Lo Selech Rachel Pa'amecha, and this Rasha is Eino Osa Maisa Amcha. That's what Chavetz Chaim writes in Klal Ches. So Mincha Shlomo is not sure. By Motsi Shemra, and someone is not Osa Maisa Amcha, if you're Chayv Malkus for such a Motsi Shemra. Do we assume that since the Halacha is that the Ashara is from this Pasuk, so it turns out when he's not Osa Maisa Amcha, he's not included in the Ashara? Or do you say that since you're saying bad things about him for your own benefit, it's going to be Asar, even though he's not Osa Maisa Amcha? So that's the suffix that Rav Shlomo Zalman has in Mincha Shlomo. What's the drasha from Vinishmarta Mikol Davara? So that seems like a pretty straightforward drasha. Rashi explains that we dash in the smichus to the pasuk afterwards. Kia ben ish asher. Actually, no, that's the next drasha of Vinishmarta Mikol Davara. So says Gemara Vayter. Rabbi Elazar, my time alone or my high. Why does Rabbi Elazar not want to learn from Vinishmarta Mikol Davara? Sounds like a very good drasha. Vinishmarta Mikol Davara. Watch out from bad speech. Motsi Shemra is bad speech. It's a sin of speech. And so Gemara Umi Bayle Pinchos Ben Yair. He already already uses Nishmatim called Avra for the drasha of Pinchas bin Yair. Nishmatim called Avra, Bichanamra Pinchas bin Yair, Al Yahar Radam Yom, Yavali De Tumah B'Layla. That's an Isser of having Hirhurim Ra'im during the day, that's going to cause a person to be Tameh at night. What's the drasha about Hirhurim? It says, Mikol Davaras, so Rav Yosef Engel points out that we darshan Davar means Lashon Dibur, that watch out from speech. Kol davar comes to include even that which is less than speech. So v'nishmartim kol davara, what's even less than speech? Hirhurim. So it's telling me an iser of hirhurim, that a person should not be maharer b'yom and yavalu de tumah b'layla. It's a question, what kind of iser is that? Is that an iser daraisa? Is that an iser drabanan? Tosfos Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf says that the iser of hirhurim is daraisa. We're quoting a pasuk over here. And the Gemara says that if we learn it from here, the iser of hirhurim, then you can't learn any other iser from here. So it sounds like it's not an asmachta. We're saying you can't use this for the Asar for Motzi Shemra if we're already using it for the Isser of Hirur. So obviously the Isser of Hirur is an Isser Da'oraisa. That is the Shita of Tosfos and Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, however, don't say that it's an Isser Da'oraisa. Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Simchav Gimel Siv Gimel says that it's Asar for a person to be Mevi Atzma Lidei Hirur, but he doesn't mention that it's an Isser Da'oraisa from this Pasuk. So the Achiezer wonders why they left it out. He says it must be that they hold that this is only an asmachta, that it's not really a full-fledged Isser Daraisa. The Pasuk is only an asmachta. The Ramban on Sefer HaMitzvos in Shech HaSalav in Yud Aleph, the Ramban said in the 11th Lav that the Rambam forgot, so to speak, the Ramban says that the Isser is only said B'shas Yitzias Mulchama, that that's the Pashas of the Pasuk. V'chitzeisei machna alevecha v'nishmarta mikol davara. So dafka there, it's also the Har B'yom, that's a tochachas musr, but the Isser Daraisa Raisa is said only in the. Is it meaning our drasha is tochachas musa? The Isser Daraisa is only in the machna because through his hirurim he's going to become tamei bikari and he's going to have to leave michutz lemachna and he's going to cause a hefset to the whole machna that's waiting for the milchama, that's waiting to fight. So we can't afford to lose soldiers. So that's where it's an Isser Daraisa. But the general Isser of having hirurim, that's only an Isser Terabbanan. For Rabbi Nassim, my time alomer mehai. Why does Rabbi Nassim not want to use the pasuk of L'Selich Rachil, how was our Lebezin? Shalei Rach Lezeh, Vakash Lezeh, because he dashens the pasuk L'Selich Rachil. Rachil is a lashon of Rach. That if you have two people in front of you in Beisin, and you're a judge, you can't be softer on one guy and harder on the other guy. Lo Amar Le'Edim Bo. So now discussing in details of Motzi Shemra. Lo Amar Le'Edim Bo V'Iduni. If a guy never hired or asked the Edim to come, Ve'Hin Midim Osamei Le'Edim, and they just came on their own and testified that this girl cheated on him. Who in a look of Ve'Hin Osamei Slaim? If they're found to be liars, he's not going to be punished because he didn't do anything. They came on their own, so he's not going to have to pay the money. He's not going to have to get malchus. But if they turned out to be truthful edim, then she and her zomim do go to the Beis Haskila. She and her zomimim, if she's getting skila, then the edim zomimim against her should not be getting skila. Ella, like we said previously, either she or anyone who's an ed zomim against her would be makdimin lebeis haskila. Time de lo amrluhu, ha amrluhu afal gav de lo agrinhu. So it sounds like that if he would have asked the Edom to come, that would be enough to punish him with the Malkus and the Mea Kesef, even if he didn't hire them. It's not about paying them, it's just about asking them to come. La'afuki mid Rabbi Yehuda, and that's against Rabbi Yehuda, detani Rabbi Yehuda omer, einu chayev vachi yiskor Edom. That you're only chayev if you hire Edom, if you pay the Edom to come. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, where does Rabbi Yehuda get the idea that you have to hire the Edom? The Gemara B'chora says, someone who takes schar to be meir, edusa b'teila. So that's the question, is that a psul d'arais or a d'rab? If you say like Rabbi Yehuda that you're only chayvat she yiskar edim, so what's the Gemara saying over here? The Ketzos points out from it seems like a ktsas raya from here that it's kasher midaraisa, because according to Rabbi Yehuda the parsha of Motzi Shemra is when the person hires edim, and still the Torah says that if the edim are telling the truth, then we give the nara skila based on the testimony of these edim. So it sounds like that schiras edim would be kasher on a daraisa. It could be docha the raya it's saying that he's only going to get punished if Yiskar Edim. But in Achinami, if he's so charedim and they're telling and we don't have any raya that they're lying, so he's not going to get punished, but she won't get punished either. So okay. So anyway, what's the svara for Rabbi Yehuda? Achi yiskaredim am Rabbi Yavo asya sima sima ksevachav samla alilus tvarim. It says by Moshe Shemra uksevasu when it comes to bribery, and that's obviously a monetary payment. Just like over there, it's a monetary payment, so it's over here, it's about mamon. What if instead of giving them money, you give them karka? What if you give them money, but less than a shavar pruta of money? What if you hire both edim for a pruta? Do we look at the nosein and the one who's hiring the edim is giving up a pruta? Or do we look at the mekablim and the people who are receiving the money are each getting less than a pruta? Is that called that you're sochel the edim? By Ravashi, Hoti Shemra Alanisun Rishonimahu. What if a guy marries a girl, divorces her, remarries her, and is then Moti Shemra on his first marriage that she had cheated on him? Alnisui Achiv Mahu. What if he did Yibum and he's Moti Shemra on his brother's marriage? So Pshomi Achada, we can't answer all these questions, but one of them we can answer. Titan Rabiona as beating the Sati Lish Hazeh, Lazev Laliavam. That part of the Parsha of Moti Shemra is the man that says, the father says, is beating the Sati Lish Hazeh, that the Diyun is between the man that he gave his daughter over for a kiddushin to, and that is not the Yavam, that's only the actual original husband. So we had mentioned earlier that there is a sheet of, actually before we even get to that, I forgot to mention, we had this drasha over here that a person should not be mahara biyom v'yavali de'tumah b'layla from the words v'nishmarta mikol davara. Rav Meisha has a tshuva in Avin Ezra Chelgal of Simon Samuch Tes, where he discusses why is there a need for such an iser. Pasuk says L'sasur achre levavcha machre einechem, and that's already a reference to Hirur Avera. So why do I need a separate iser of Nishmarta Mikol Davara? What does Nishmarta Mikol Davara add that L'sasuru doesn't add, doesn't already say, or vice versa? So Moshe says there are two different isurim. The gather of the iser of Nishmarta is not to cause Hotzah Zer Levatala through Hirur. So it's not Tafka B'Hirur Avera, even to be Mahar B'Ishtar Tahora, where it could cause a Motzah Zer Levatala. Let's say he has Yerurim about his wife when she's Tahora, but his wife is not, he's out of town, so he's not with his wife. So it could cause him Tumah Belayla. So that would be a violation of Shmarta Mikol Davara. The Isra of L'Sasuru is an Isra of Hirurim Ra'im, Hirurim of doing an Avera Shel Znus. That's a separate Isra, and has nothing to do with Hotzah Zer Levatala. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, the Yisr of L'Sasuru is Nafkamina B'Nashim, that the Yisr of Nishmarta B'Kol Davara doesn't apply to Nashim because there's no Yisr of L'Tzal Levatala, but the Yisr of Hir B'Dvar Avera, a woman is not allowed to be Maharer about a Dvar Avera either. I mean, intuitively, a lot of people would be under the impression that the Yisr of Hirurim is a stronger Yisr for men than it is for women, but it's hard to be Magdir. Why is it a stronger Yisr, or what's the nature of the stronger Yisr? So Rav Moshe gives a very good gather, that there are two different Psukim, two different Yisurim. One of those Yisurim applies to women, and both of the Yisurim apply to men, and that's why you have the extra stronger Yisur for men than for women. But anyway, my Rabban and my Rabban Ben Yaakov, where did the Rabban and Rabban Ben Yaakov argue about whether the Parsha of Motzi Shemra is said only in a case where he was already Baal, or even if he wasn't? Titania, Ketan Atzal Shemra, Baal the Bezim Amar Ploni Lamatzasi L'Bitcha Besulim, a guy accuses his wife not being a Besula, Im Yeshedim Shazin Sadach Tav Yeshul Ksub Mana, if they're reading that she was Mezana Tachtav, so she gets a Ksuba Mana. What? Im Yeshedim Shazin Sadach Tav Yeshul Ksuba Mana? Baskila hi, if they're reading that she was Mezana Tachtav, she's Chayv. What do you mean she gets a ksuba? She doesn't collect anything. Hachikamer. No, what we mean to say is im yeshedim shezin satachtav beskila. If they're aiding that she was mezana tachtav, she gets skila. Zinsa meikar, if they're only aiding that she was mezana previously, then yesh la ksuba mana, then she gets a ksuba mana. Nimsa sheshem ra, enu shem ra, hu lok avinosim me'asela. If it turns out that his shem ra was false, what he was saying about her, then he gets malchus and pays me'asela. Bein ba'al, bein lo ba'al. And that applies whether he was ba'al her or not. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov amar lo namru devar malalu, elikasha ba'al. Comes along Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and says no, that all these chidushim in the parsha is only when he was already ba'al, not if he was not ba'al. How do we paskin machlokes Rabban and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? The Rambam in Hilchos Nara Perikim Alachavav Vav, Pasan Zakrabaz Min Yaakov, that it's only when you Baal that you Chayiv. And the Kesef Mishnah explains, because we have a Klal, the Mishnah Shabbos Min Yaakov, Kav V'naki. The Rabbos Min Yaakov doesn't talk that often in Shas, but when he does, he gets it right. And therefore, we always Paskin like Rabbos Min Yaakov. Also, the Pashas of the Pesukim sound like he was already Boel. And not only that, from Rabbi Yochanan later on, that Einu Chayiv Achivol Kedarka sounds like he Paskins like Rabbos Min Yaakov, because he's going to say, you're only Chayiv if you were Boel Kedarka. What do you mean? You don't even have to be Boel. So and it sounds that way from the Gemara and Baba Kama as well. The Gemara says that Moshe Shemer is amongst the Chaftal and Ovis and Zikin, even though Moser Mefagel are not counted, because Moser Mefagel are only Mazik B'dibur, whereas Moshe Shemer is Dibura D'Ispe Maisa, the Gemara says. How can you call it Dibura D'Ispe Maisa, says Rashi? The Maisa is a Maisa B'ila. So you see that there is a Maisa associated with this. So that's what it sounds like. That's why the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rav Yochanan Bishul Perlau in the Rasag writes that according to the Ritva, the Gemara, the Ritva holds not that way, like the Rabbanan, that even Kishalo Baal. Okay, so the Gemara is going to ask four questions. We're going to try to bring four rayas as to who is right over here. So says Gemara Bishlam, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Hainu Dixivu Baila Vekravela. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, I understand why it says in the Parsha Motzi Shemer, the guy says Ubayla Vekravela, because he was actually Boel her. El Rabban, my Baila Vekravela. According to the Rabban, that he didn't have to be Boel her. What do those words in the Pasuk mean? So Ubayla Balilus Vekravela Bidvarim. It means that he verbally attacked her. Ubishlam, the Rabban Zabin Yaakov, second Raya, Hainu Dixiv Lomatsasi Lubitcha Basulim. That's if he was Boel her, he could say with certainty that Lomatsasi Lubitcha Basulim. El Rabban, my Lomatsasi Lubitcha Basulim. But according to the Rabban, that he wasn't Boel her, how can he make such an assertion that Lomatsasi Lubitcha Basulim? He didn't look. He didn't have bia. So the answer Gemara, Lomatsasi Lubitcha Kishrei Basulim. Meaning to say, I couldn't find anyone who could vouch for your daughter to contradict the Edom that say that she was not a Basula and will vouch for her and say that she was a Basula. Third raya, Bishlam Rabbaz Ben Yaakov, and the Siv Ve'ele Basule Biti. El Rabban, my Ve'ele Basule Biti. When the father defends his daughter, according to Rabbaz Ben Yaakov, I understand very well. He could take the sheet that's full of blood and say, Ve'ele Basule Biti, this is the Basulim of my daughter. But if you say that there was no Bia, it's very hard for the father to do that. So Ve'ele Kishre Basule Biti. You know what it means to say is, and these are the Edom. He presents Edom to defend his daughter's honor and to say that she was Taka Basula. Fourth raya, Bishlam Rabbaz Ben Yaakov, and the Siv Ufarsa Simla. And very well, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it says that he spreads out the cloth, he spreads out the sheet. So, El Rabbanan, my Farsu Asimla, according to the Rabbanan, what does it mean, Farsu Asimla? Amrebo Parshu Ma Shashamla, that he puts out all the arguments, he places out all the arguments. Kiditanyu, Farsu Asimla, Melamit Shabban Edim Shazev, Edim Shazev, Uvarna Sadavar Kisimla Chadasha. That they put all the arguments on the table, and they get all the Edim, and they get everyone to come and clarify the matter as much as possible. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, they bring a cloth, they bring a sheet, and that's what it means, that it's a simla mamish. Shalak Rabbi Yitzhak bar Yaakov bar Giyur Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. Even though typically speaking, whenever there's an Isser Bia, that Isser is whether it's Bia Kedarka or Bia Shalo Kedarka, when it comes to getting Malkus, when it comes to getting an Onesh, Aval Motzi Shemra Chalak. But when it comes to Motzi Shemra, we distinguish between a Bia Kedarka and a Bia Shalo Kedarka. Einu Chayvachi Yival Shalo Kedarka, Viotzi Shemra Kedarka. A man is only going to be Chayv Motzi Shemra, he hears such a Chiddush, only if he was Boel his wife Shalo Kedarka, and he's being Motzi Shemra that she had Znus Kedarka. So come on, who's that going like? Ikra Banaf Gavdalo Baal. If you say like the Rabban, you don't even need to have Bia at all. Forget about Shalok Kedarka. Ikra Blasman Yaakov. And if we're assuming like Blasman Yaakov, Idi Vidi, Kedarka Bi'inan. Then it needs to be Kedarka. The man has to have had Bia Kedarka, according to Blasman Yaakov. He has to have Besulim to demonstrate. He has to. So Ella, with lack of Besulim, Mashit, with lack of Besulim, Ella Shalok Rav Kana Mishmed Rav Yochanan Einu Chayv Ad Sheyival Kedarka V'yotzi Shemra B'Kedarka. Now what he meant to say is that you're only going to be Chayv for Motzi Shemra if the Bia was Kedarka and he's Motzi Shemra, that she herself was had Znus Kedarka. That's what it means to say. But not that you need Davka Shalok Kedarka, but you do see that we are Mechalik though between Kedarka and Shalok Kedarka. New Mishnah now discusses the various rights that a father has in a daughter and by extension that a husband has in his wife. So Av Zakai Bebita, what the father gets from his daughter is Bikidusheha, Bekesef Shtar Bebia. He can give over his daughter for Kiddushin and keep the Kesef, and he can give her over for takes the shtar for to give her over for kedushin, and he can give her over for bia as well. Shita Mugvetza says, you know, there are other things in the Mishnah also that are, aside from what it says in the Mishnah, that the father also has rights in his daughter. For example, he gets Yerusha after she dies. He yarshins his daughter. So he says the Mishnah doesn't mention that because the Mishnah is only trying to list things, rights and benefits that he gets bikatnusa obina arusa, when she's still a young girl. Yerusha he only gets, the father gets even when she's a bogeres. So it's not only katnusa and arusa. So as Yanta points out, it also could have said that the father gets her ksuba when she's oda arusa. So he says it could be the Mishnah, the time of the Mishnah holds that there's no ksuba la arusa, and that's why it doesn't mention it. We're only talking about for the father would only get it pe erusin. And also he says, tells Yantif, even if the Tana holds there is ksuba la arusa, since it's a machlokas tanaim, maybe our Mishnah just wants to stay away from machlokas, wants to tell us the things that the father is definitely entitled to get. So what's he definitely entitled to get? The kiddushin, kesef shtar bia, zakei b'mitziyasu b'maisi yadeha, he has the right to her mitzia and to her maisi yadayim, meaning if she finds anything or if she does any work and she makes money, he has the right to all of those things as well. Chalkas mechalkik on the side of Eben Ezer and Siman Lamed Zayin says, what about a matana? Someone gives a matana to the girl. Is the father zakei in the matana as well, like kesef kiddushin, or is it dafka kesef kiddushin that the father zakai, because he could be, he always has the right to give her over to a menuvel or a mukashchin, but when someone else gives her a matana, the father has no shaychus to that. So Chalkas Mechalkik says that you can't bring a raya from the fact that the father is zakai b'mitziyasa, that he would necessarily be zakai b'matana, because you find that a baal is zakai b'mitziyas ishto, but nevertheless, someone is able to give the matana to the wife, al menashen the baal rishuspo, right, that the husband shouldn't have rights over it, or even if he doesn't make such a tonight, the wife still is the owner of the matana, the husband only gets the peros of the matana, so you can't necessarily bring a raya just from the fact that the father gets her mitziya, that he necessarily gets her matana. Nevertheless, the Beis Shmuel and the Avne and Shulchan Aruch Avne Ezer Siman Lamed Zayin tries to bring a raya that the father does get the matana from the fact that he gets kol kesef kiddush ebito. He gets all the kesef kiddushin, even though the daughter could be miskadish bepruta achas, and the guy gave $1,000. The father gets all of that. So what is all of that? That sounds like it's a matana, and yet the father gets all of that money. So you see that the father has rights to matana. Ktsos discusses in Siman Ayin Reish, it brings a raya from Mahalach and Shulchan Aruch that the father cannot be mezaken the Eiruv al Yidei Bito, even if she's not Somech al Shulchano. And if you said that the father is not zakeh b'matana, what do you mean? She should be like a separate entity, and he should be able to be zakeh in the Eiruv al Yidei Bito. So that's the raya that Ktsos has. Major discussion whether he gets the matana. Vaiter in the Mishnah, what other rights does the father have? Uba afaros nedarah, he can be made for a nedarim. Uma kabbalas gita, he can receive her get on her behalf. Ve'ino ochel peros b'chayah, he cannot eat the peros of her properties while she's alive, if he hasn't yet yarshined her. Nises, once she gets married, yeser alaf habal, the husband's rights are expanded beyond the father's rights, she'ochel peros b'chayeha. The husband even gets to eat the peros of her properties while she's alive. V'chayv b'mezon seha u'piperkona u'kvurasa. The husband also has certain responsibilities, though. The husband has to support her, he has to redeem her from captivity if she's captured, and he's chayv to bury her if she dies. What does he have to do to bury her? He has to give her a proper levaya, and a proper levaya involves hiring at least shnei chalilim, two people to play flutes, and mekonenes, someone to wail and to cry at the hesped in order to create the proper mood for a hesped. He can't just do a smaller, simpler levaya than that. That's what he signs on for when he gets married. Tos Yantav writes, why doesn't the Mishnah say that he's also chayv in ona? Right? Isn't that one of the chiyuvim that a husband has? So he says, the Mishnah is only mentioning things that you can't live without. But he says, why doesn't it say that chayiv is that the baal is chayiv b'ksus ishto? You can't live without clothing. So he says, since it leaves out ona, it leaves out ksus as well. Also, he says it's machloks in the Gemara. She'eru ksus of onasa l'kuli alma ksus is learned from the pasuk. It's only by mizonus and ona that there's a mandiyamer that's learned from a kal v'chomer. So that's why we have to mention mizonus. Zonos. So the Tos Yontif discusses this at length. Sheiru Ksusa Vonos, it doesn't seem that all of them are really mentioned in our Mishnah. So ask the Gemara, Bekesef Minolan, from where do we know that the father has the rights to the Kesef Kiddushin of his daughter, and he gets to keep that money? Amr Vidomakra, Pasuk says, V'yatza chinam ein kasef, that if a girl is sold as an ame ivriya, and then she physically matures, she grows up, the halach is, she goes free. No one pays the adon, no one gives him any money, but she goes, and she just goes free, just like that. So what we darshan is, ein kasef ladon zeh, v'yesh kasef ladon acher. When she leaves that master, there's no money that changes hands. But if she leaves a different master, there is money that changes hands. Umanu, who's that different master? Aviyah, that's her father. But maybe the money should go to her. If the father's mekabel the kiddushin, because after all, that's what it says in the parsha Motzei Shemras, biti nasati liishazeh. She should get the money if the father's mekabel the kiddushin. Doesn't make sense. That's why the father gets it. Maybe that's enochinami true, that the father gets the kesef kiddushin of his ketana daughter because she has no ability to get it for herself. But a nara daughter is a little more mature and does have certain rights. She can accept her own kiddushin, so she should maybe be able to get the money as well. It makes sense to say such a svara. The girl can't accept her own kiddushin, she's not going to get the kesef. If she's too young to actually accept her own kiddushin, but if she's nara, she's able to accept her own kiddushin, why doesn't she get the kesef? Amakra binurea besavia kol shvach neurim laavia. We have a drasha that tells us that any benefit that comes out of neurim, that comes out of the age of Narus, goes to her father. Then when we're looking for a source, how I know that the maisa abbas goes to the father, whatever the daughter does goes to the father. Shenemar v'chiim korishas bito laama ma ama maisa del rava af bas maisa del laavia, that a father has a right to sell his daughter for an ama. We use that as the source that the father gets the maisa yadayim, because if he has the right to sell his daughter's maisa yadayim, then he has the right to get them as well. So lovely, why do I need that drasha? Typically, why can't I just derive it from benur rabbe savia that kol shvach nurim go to the father? Elahuba Faras Nadar Mudhsiv. No, Rabbi Saviyah is only about Hafaras Nadarim. It's not about monetary rights. And if you say, well, why don't we learn from there? Well, Mamon Meisur Loyalfino, we can't learn Mamon from Isir. Vachite Menelf Miknasa. So why don't we learn from the fact that the father gets the Knas? Well, so he should get Mamon as well. Mamon Miknasa Loyalfino. We can't learn Mamon from Knas either. Vachite Menelf Miboshes Abagam. Why don't we learn that from the Boshes Abagam payments that the father gets? So you should get all mamon payments. Shiny boshes begam davian amishayich bay. No, it makes sense that the father gets boshes begam because he too is embarrassed by what happens to his daughter. It affects him as well. So that's why he gets the boshes begam. Ela mistavra dechimimayit rachmana yitzia dekavasaka bimayit. No, what we have to say that it's most mistaver that when the pasuk tells us that there's another yitzia where. When the Adon is going to get money, that it's talking about a similar type of Yitziah. So that's how we know that just like the Kesef Yitziah Adon, if there was Kesef there, the Adon would get the money. So too, when she leaves the father's Rishos, the father does in fact get the money. What do you mean? Leaving the Adon is very different than leaving the father. When she leaves the Adon, she's gone for good. When she leaves the father's Rishos Pe'erisin, she still is a stage away from leaving for good. She still needs Nisuin. But as far as Hafaras Nedarim is gone, she's completely out of his Rishos. Tosfos points out, you could have also said, Legabe Achil Shtruma. She's Nafkala Mirushusov, she's a Bas Kohen Yisrael, she's Eino Chels Betruma. But we'd rather mention Hafaras Nedarim, where he loses some rights in her, as opposed to Truma, it's where she's just losing some benefit. Tetran, Narum Rasa, Avio Balam, Afirul Nidra, Narum Rasa, both her father and her husband, tag team to be made for her Nedarim. Just one more line, Shtaru Bia, we said the father can give over for Shtaru Bia, Minalan, how do we know that? Amakra, Vahaisal Ishacher, it says Vahaisal Ishacher, Iskosh. So we link all the different methods of kiddushin to each other. If the father has the rights in the kesef, he has the rights in the shtarubiyah as well.